A small but energetic crowd of mobile home residents recently gathered on the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol to call for greater legal protections for renters. The 20-plus protesters waved hand-painted signs that read out, "Rest in peace, affordable housing," and "Polis loves profits over people." The legislators did pass some protections for mobile home residents this session, but many feel it did not go far enough. Maribel Rodriguez is a mobile park resident and lives in Arvada. She spoke at the event and told her story of how high rent prices have affected her and her family. "I pay more than 50% of my income for rent. When I moved here for the first time 12 years ago, I paid $400, and today I pay more than $912. In the last 5 years, the rent has increased dramatically. For the past 2 years, we have had three different rent increases." House Bill 22-1287 was supposed to bring more protections for mobile home park residents, and most part of the bill did pass, but this spring, Colorado Governor Jared Polis threatened to veto the bill unless a key provision was stripped out. That provision would have prevented landlords from raising lot rent prices by more than 3% each year. The bill passed without the rent control measure. But speaking at the rally, Reverend Lydia Ferenc Roseberry with the Boulder Unitarian Church told demonstrators that Polis had a chance to act on his verbal support for affordable housing, but chose not to.
"When tenants are not protected from excessive rent increases, those other protections lose their meaning. Because rent increases of 10, 20, and 30% force people to choose between food or medical care or shelter, and increase the chance of people losing their housing altogether."
KGNU contacted the governor's office to ask why he opposed the rent cap. The governor's office did not comment directly on stripping out the rent cap provision. However, a spokesperson pointed to other housing measures Governor Polis supported and has passed. For example, the governor supported a bill that allows mobile home park residents to band together to purchase their rented land and convert it into a resident-owned community. Some landlords across the Front Range criticized attempts to cap lot rent, arguing it would make park operations and maintenance more difficult amid rising costs.
"Housing is a human right! Right, right, right."
Many housing activists had hoped that passing rent cap for mobile home lots would have been the first step towards a repeal of a rent stabilization ban that the state legislature enacted back in 1981. The ban prevents local governments from adopting rent control measures tailored for local circumstances. Denver City Council President Pro Tem Jamie Torres attended a separate event at the Capitol building earlier this month to call on the legislature to repeal the ban.
"So what's preventing us from having these local conversations is that it's actually not permitted per state law for us to control what rent looks like and any regulations around rent, whether at any level. So any policy conversations are held up because the state simply won't allow us to implement any controls on what rent looks like."
"Recently, there was a bill that was passed in the legislature where Governor Polis threatened to veto a provision that would cap rent for mobile homes.
So that's an indication of how difficult this conversation is going to be, because that one was specific to mobile home parks, that you couldn't cap rent at 3% increases. That was removed because he wouldn't sign it if it went through with that provision. So it's an indication that this is not going to be a simple or easy conversation. But what it needs to be framed as is that what the state will allow us to do is not impose a specific policy, but begin to have our own discussion about what a policy could be in Denver if we were to adopt one. So it just allows us to open the door."
At both recent housing rallies at the state capitol, renters voiced anger and frustration about their rising living costs. They say it's past time for the state to step in and to enact measures that will permit them to stay in their homes and communities before double-digit rent hikes push them out. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.